The following is another Power 99 Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Stays in the back row and has to be set across. Free ball for Elwood. They'll run it down to the corner with Hadley Martin set to Knitzer. Down and good. It's match point for Elwood.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference triangular from Eustis as the Highline Bulls host the Elm Creek Buffaloes and Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Match point number two for Pleasanton. Sipes serve. Cuts it across. Pates picks it up. Siegel sets. Outside Pierce. The swing is blocked out of bounds. And Pleasanton, for the first time in 42 years, is headed to the state semifinals on the seventh kill by Casey Pierce.
Pleasanton leads the way in the FKC this year and looks to keep their number one seed heading into the conference tournament. Elm Creek and Highline are also in the mix for top seeds and look to improve their record with a win tonight. It's the Highline Triangular coming up next, but first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Eustis with Power 99 Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school volleyball here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Along with Ken Rath, I'm Doug Duda to bring you tonight's second game of this FKC matchup here at Eustis Farnham High School. Now, Highline is the name of the co-op between Eustis Farnham and Elwood in every sport but football, and then they will get together next year in football. Highline volleyball fell to Pleasanton in the first match, 25-18, 25-17. Played them tough, but it was about the exact same point in each set. The first set, we had a 15-14 Pleasanton lead, and they went on to win it 25-18. And in the second set, Pleasanton was up 14-13 and went on and won it 25-17. So now Pleasanton, 17-1, ranked second in D1, will take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes, who come into tonight's doubleheader with a record of 10-6 on the season, winners of three of their last four, with the only loss coming to South Loop, and they had a nice win over Anselmo Myrna as well. But it's win a couple, lose one, win a couple, lose one. That's kind of the way things have been for the Buffaloes, and this one will be important for seeding as we get to the Fort Kearney Conference brackets that will be coming out next week when Elm Creek plays Highline. But first, can they battle with Pleasanton here in their first meeting of the year? This is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. There's also volleyball action going on around the listening area with a variety of volleyball triangulars. Overton and Southwest are over at Alma. Blue Hill and Giltner are at BDS. Ravenna and Holdridge are up at Broken Bow. Just down the road here, Southern Valley and Hoxie, Kansas are playing in Cambridge. Minden and Sandy Creek are at Centura. We will see Minden play Superior Tuesday night here on Power 99. You've got Arcadia Loop City at Donovan Trumbull. Northwest is at Grand Island Central Catholic. Lincoln High is at Grand Island. Kearney Catholic is at Ord tonight. Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth are over at Loomis in another FKC triangular tonight. Arapahoe and Paxton are over at Medicine Valley, while South Loop and Spalding Academy are at Twin Loop tonight for a triangular. Also some high school football tonight. Amherst is welcoming in Burwell. It is Palmer at Fullerton. SEM is at McPherson County Stapleton. Twin Loop is at Central Valley. And McCool Junction is at Deschler, among Central Nebraska football games tonight. Tomorrow night, football here on Power 99. Kearney Catholic will be at Sutton, while Kearney High is at number 2 Millard West. On ESPN 1460, we'll have Blue Hill and Giltner on the Breeze 94.5. But up next, it is Elm Creek, and congratulations to their football team. They knocked off number 1 Burwell last week. And Jason, the guys playing some really good football for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And they've got a couple of nice games still coming up. Elm Creek and Pleasanton Volleyball, the starting lineups are next.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investment, and insurance services. Ask about the new Wealth Builder Loan Program and the online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Pleasanton, no changes. Number 8 is junior Kinsey Linder. She'll be followed by the center, number 4, junior Natalie Siegel. Number 15, the leading attacker last game, is junior Casey Pierce. Right behind her is the team's overall leading attacker, number 10, junior Katie Linder. Then it's number 2, senior Paige Weisdorfer. And junior number 6, Belle Pates, the libero number 12, senior Katie Nichols. The head coach of the Bulldogs is Shane Nordby, assisted by Vicky Lammers, Brianna Dinas, and John Phillips. Ranked 2nd in Class D1 behind undefeated Diller O'Dell, the 17-1 Pleasanton Bulldogs, their only loss to C2 number 2, Grand Island Central Catholic, in the finals of the Ord Invite. For the Buffaloes of Elm Creek, they'll go with number 5, 5'5 junior setter Whitney Bauer. Number 23, 5'10 junior middle hitter Haley Stone. She is followed in the rotation by number 13, 5'10 junior outside hitter Ashley Brown. Number 3, 5'6 junior setter Morgan Sint. Number 4, middle hitter 5'10 sophomore Avery Sint. And number 2, 5'5 junior outside hitter Macy McCarter. The libero is 5'4 sophomore, number 31, Skylar Gronewald. The head coach of the Buffaloes is Brandy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian, Tamara Myers, and Jordan Dowie. 10-6 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Good news for Pleasanton is, as we take a look at our injury report, they've got Reagan Weisdorfer back. She's just a freshman, didn't play last game. Coach wasn't sure, as she just got back to practice this week, if she would get into tonight's game or night. And for Elm Creek, you see that they have done some really good things out here as well. Ashley Brown, their leading attacker, they are solid coming into tonight's game from that injury standpoint. Our injury report brought to you by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. We'll get the first serve between Elm Creek and Pleasanton going right after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on Power 99, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Elm Creek. Pleasanton gets to serve it away, and we're underway as it's passed right back quickly, and Pierce will take the attack. This time, though, it is out of bounds. So an attack error will give Elm Creek our first point of match number 2. And back to serve it away will be Whitney Bauer. She is the setter on this team. And the serve across, mishandled by Pates in the middle, and that'll be an ace. Now, remember, Highline hung the first 4 points of the match in the opening match of the evening, first set. Pleasanton, though, came right back at him. Bauer serve. This time over Nichols. She'll make the play, but it stays in the back row. Siegel has to run it down. Pace with a back row attack. Dug out there by McCarter. To the outside, the attack blocked up there by Linder. So they'll try it again. Back set right side this time. Lofted deep on the attack for Abby Bauer. And out of bounds it goes. Side out Pleasanton. Weisdorfer rotates out, and into the front row will be the sophomore Chelsea Fisher. She'll be the tallest player on the floor for either team tonight, although the Buffaloes have 3 5'10s that they can rotate through. Serve is across. They'll set it to the outside, tipped over by Stone. Easy play here at the net for Pleasanton, but they tip it into the block, and it's going to be blocked down by Ashley Brown. So Brown will get credit for the point, and it's 3-1, Buffaloes on top. Back to serve it away is going to be Sam Knapp as she rotates in. Knapp takes it right down the middle to Linder. Outside, they'll go to Fisher. She is going to be blocked and have to be set back across. Free ball here to the Buffaloes. They'll go outside. Brown, the leading attacker, is deep and out of bounds. Point Pleasanton. And to serve it away will be Casey Pierce. She had 10 kills. Katie Linder had 9 in the opening match victory over Highline, 25-18, 25-17. This serve just got across, handled by Brown. They'll set it right back to her, and she's wide, trying to take it around the double block. So back-to-back attack errors, and we're tied 3-3. Natalie Siegel was the huge server in the first match with 11 points overall. Over to Brown again. This time they'll set middle. It's rolled by Sint, and it's blocked up front by the combo of Linder and Fisher. First ace block of the match, and 3 in a row now for Pleasanton to go up by a score of 4-3. Casey Pierce. Top spins that back middle there by McCarter. Set right side. Brown rolled into the block, and nothing that Elm Creek can do. They tried to dig it out of the net, but it's blocked up front by Pates and Linder. Second one there by Linder, and it's 5-3 Pleasanton. Pierce tries to keep it going here right in front of us. Red tops, black shorts, the dark blue and yellow trim of Elm Creek. Going to be dumped across by the setter for Elm Creek. Overpassed right back to the Buffaloes. Back set is off the mark and has to be bumped over. Free ball here. Handled by Siegel, out to Pate. She decides to tip it over the double block. One hand flicked back over by Bauer, and the attack by Pleasanton's Pates is dug out. Long rally going here. Buffaloes off the back foot. Blocked by Linder again on Ashley Brown. Katie Linder with 3 ace blocks already, and it's only 6-3. Pleasanton has rattled off 5 in a row. Casey Pierce will try and keep it going here. Right down the middle it goes to Knapp. Over Doug, right back to Linder. They'll set Katie. Middle attack is off the high hands. Handle of the back row by McCarter. Outside attack, Brown. Boy, the block is really good right now for Pleasanton. They end up tipping it across. One arm up, not enough, and give the kill to Pates. Bulldogs are not letting the ball fall. And they keep it alive long enough to really give Elm Creek some problems. 7-3 now in favor of the Dogs. This time, though, a little too much on the serve, and it's deep by Pearson out of bounds. Side out. Had some early service errors for Pleasanton in the first match, but that really stopped later on in the second set. They ended up with 7 total service errors in the first match. Serve over to Pates. Back set to the middle of Linder. She's blocked up front that time by Sint, and it's back to Pates. She'll get it to the outside, and her attack is going to be deep. Out of bounds, 7-5 with Ashley Brown on the service line for the Buffaloes. Trying to get back after that 6-point run put up by Pleasanton. Good serve. Pates goes low to pick it up, and it's rolled across. Free ball here. Set to the outside, tight to the net. McCarter has to flick it across. Linder got a hand on it. Back to Pates. Not much on that one. Dug it back middle by Brown. Back set right side. It'll be tipped across there by Abby Bauer. Overpass to Bauer, then she tries to roll it into zone 5, and there's nobody home. Abby Bauer with the first kill of the match for the Buffaloes, and they're only down 1, 7-6. Ashley Brown to serve it away. Looking for 3 in a row. Pounds it at Katie Nichols. Siegel runs it down, sets Pates again. Bell over the double block, out. So some nice kills, but also a handful of errors here early on by Pleasanton, and it's 7-7. So 6 in a row Pleasanton, 4 in a row at the moment for Brown and Buffaloes of Elm Creek. This time another short serve. Nichols has it. Good set this time. Katie Linder on the right wing terminates. First kill for Katie, second kill for the Bulldogs, but of course Linder already has 3 ace blocks. Side out here, Pleasanton, and Katie Linder will go back to serve it away. She does lead the team in ace serves as well, although they got a good balance there. 16-14-14 in their top 3. And Linder will fire it across to Brown. The pass off the mark. Abby Bauer has it. It has to be bumped across there by Avery Sint. Going quickly, slide right side, tipped over, staying out of the net. Fisher joust at the net, comes back over to Pleasanton. Ball in play. High bump set has to be passed across. Free ball here for Elm Creek. They're looking to go to Bauer on the outside. She is going to rattle off the block of Pates and get the kill. Abby with another kill. Side out here for Elm Creek. And rotating in to serve it away will be Morgan Sint. You've got Morgan and Avery there on the floor. Morgan the junior and Avery the sophomore. Angle serve stays up front to Fisher, so they'll set it right back to Chelsea. Off the hand block up front that time by Sint. Then Brown on the attack, and it's going to be deep. Pleasanton 9, Elm Creek 8. Don't forget, not only are you hearing high school sports action on Power 99, but PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can hear it on the internet anywhere or your mobile device. PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Barney Insurance. Kearney, Lexington, Holdridge, and Lincoln on an attack air here for Pleasanton, or excuse me, for Elm Creek. Pleasanton picks up the point, 10-8. Paige Weisdorfer in to serve. Weisdorfer moves the volleyball around, takes that one at Whitney Bauer, the setter. They'll go right back to Whitney, and on the near pin, she cuts it too much, and it's out of bounds. There's quite a few errors here in this opening set between Pleasanton and Elm Creek, 11-9 Bulldogs. This time a little stronger serve, but it's an ace. Weisdorfer, who had the only two aces for the Bulldogs against Highline, gets her first one here and the first team ace against Elm Creek. And the lead is now 12-8. Pleasanton's put on a couple of mini runs here the first time through the rotation. Knuckleball serve. Brown plays it. Here's the back set right side for Sint. Blocked up front by Pates. Picked up that time by Morganson and passed across. Siegel outside Pates on the attack. Drills it across, but Brown's there for the dig. But unfortunately, a net violation on Elm Creek will end the point. And a 5-0 run will force Coach McCarter to call the timeout as Weisdorfer serving tough here at the line for Pleasanton. Opening set, Pleasanton 13, Elm Creek 8, Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball. This time out brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Pleasanton Livestock is your source for Pearson headgates, chutes, tubs, and more, as well as feed, scale systems, alleys, and much more. Pleasanton Livestock likes to make it easy for their customers to find what they need with as little stress as possible. So make sure you visit their website at PearsonLivestockEQ.com. That's Pleasanton Livestock Quality Livestock Systems, built by cattlemen for cattlemen. Livestock Systems, built by cattlemen for cattlemen.
The dream of every American farmer is to watch the family farm being passed on from generation to generation. CHS wants to be the company that helps that dream come true. Farmers know CHS Agronomy is who they can trust and count on. When you do business with CHS and Holdridge, you're connecting to agronomic expertise. Your CHS Agronomy department can help you with everything from chemical, fertilizer, seed, and precision ag. People and resources you can count on always and always here at chsholdridge.com. Farmer owned with global connections.
Out of the timeout, a service error by Pleasanton's Weisdorfer. So Cronwall now in to serve it away for Elm Creek. Ball passed over to the Buffaloes. Set to the outside. The attack is going to be McCarter looking for a tip. It's out of bounds. No one calls tip. So Pleasanton gets it right back. Bulldogs 14 and the Elm Creek Buffaloes 9 here in the opening set as Bella Pates serves it down the middle. Handled there by the libero, Groenwald. Set at the net, just tipped across by Whitney Bauer. Free ball outside, left-hand tip by Pierce, but there's the Buffaloes to the middle, and they'll be driven over by Stone. Tight to the net, Kinsey Linder tried to get it over. Free ball back to Pierce. Pierce over the top of the double block. Up that time by Whitney Bauer and passed across. Sloppy point going on right now. Both teams out of system. Pierce punches it over. We haven't had a swing during all of this. Now another tip and a great save by Pierce that goes right back to her off the tip try of McCarter. But Pleasanton picks it up. Back row attack finally put away by Katie Linder. She was close to being a back row attacker there. I don't think anybody was watching. But Linder will get credit for the point. But that was very close to an illegal attack. And Bell Pates to serve it away now at 15-9. Outside, Stone pushes it right down the line, but picking it up is going to be Weisdorfer, set across by Siegel and set right back by Whitney Bauer. So Siegel goes to the outside. Pierce will take it near pin, get the kill. No! 2-1 arms to save it. Free ball back over to Pleasanton. Slide right side. Kinsey Linder, now it's down. Kinsey with her first kill. That's just the fourth kill, but there's also three ace blocks for Pleasanton so far in the set. They're now up 16-9 after that long rally. And Pates over to McCarter. Back set to her. Mandy on the near pin off the tip at the net is going to be handled there by Pates. Now Pierce will take it through the double block, but the dig is made by McCarter. They'll go to the outside, and it is into the net. Good pickup midway through the point there by Morgan Sint, but another attack error for Elm Creek, and they are going to use a timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need is specializing in you. Pleasanton 17, Elm Creek 9 in the opening set.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Back to action. Casey Pierce has unloaded a couple of big swings that Elm Creek has dug, and now back over to the Buffalo side. Back set. It'll be tipped across here by Whitney Bauer in the front court. They'll take it right side slide. Kinsey Linder. Brown got a hand on it, but nobody else after that, and Kinsey will get her second kill, and Pleasanton continues to roll. They had a six-point run, then a five-point run, and they're on another five-point run here in this set. 18-9. Bell Pates with the serve. Middle attack driven over by Bauer. Pates with the dig. Good pass to the outside. Here comes Pierce on the near pin, down and good. Pierce had a lot of swings, but that ends up being her first kill. 19-9. For second-ranked Pleasanton again. We'll see them Thursday as they join Axtell at the Amherst try here on Power 99. Serve over to Groenwald, and the middle attack is going to be on, well, it's going to go right side, and it's deep anyway from McCarter. So this first set has been filled with a lot of errors on both sides. There's been some nice play, but a lot of the points have ended with an error, and Pates just keeps on serving now, 20-9, as they've got first set totally in hand. Stone, an attack error into the net, 21-9. And so for Elm Creek, they've now, kind of like we've said a couple of times earlier this year in different teams that we've covered, if you're getting thumped in a set, now you've got a few points here. Get the ball back. Put some points on the board. Try to get yourself ready for game two. Get some positive vibes going. Middle attack, Bauer off the tip. Whitney, our Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month for last month, takes that across, but Pleasanton saves it. And then Kinsey Lindner, another kill. So they're going in a different direction right now. Kinsey only had, what was it, two kills in the first match, and she's got three here. And now a chance to make some subs with a huge lead for Pleasanton. At 22-9. And so Coach Nordby is able to bring in Kylie Rosiski. And also checking in is going to be Haley Molring with a 22-9 lead here in this set. Served down the middle to Groenwald, and they'll have to bump it across. This time Pates gets it up front. Set middle. The attack driven down the middle by Reagan Weisdorfer, who also came in. Handled that time. The freshman knocked across, and a tip kill by McCarter. And that is only the third kill of the set for Elm Creek, trailing 22-10. And back to serve it away will be McCarter. Deep serve, picked up by Weisdorfer. At the net, has to be tipped across by Natalie Siegel. Outside attack, Brown unloads. Over dug back across, though, off that pickup by Rosiski. And now Stone brings in another good dig by Pleasanton. They'll set it to the left-hander, and Molring takes it across. Elm Creek is able to save, and then Bauer comes on the near pin. Pates picks it up. Molring blocked at the net by Bauer. About three passes in a row were off the mark by Pleasanton, and finally they made him pay. With Whitney Bauer getting up there. And Morgan Sint. Another chance to serve it away now for McCarter. And Macy will fire an ace. And that'll make it 22-12. Checking in for the Bulldogs, Taryn Flood. McCarter to serve it away again. 22-12, Pleasanton. Over to Paige Weisdorfer. Here's the set by Flood. On the outside, the tip is down and good by Molring. Haley with her first kill, and Pleasanton is 2 points away from the opening set. And back to serve it away, Reagan Weisdorfer, just coming back off injury, as we told you in our pregame tonight. And Weisdorfer serve. Handled there by Groenwald. Set to the outside, Stone. Blocked up front. Elm Creek digs it out, and Bauer passes it over. Free ball. They try to go quick. Flood to Linder in the middle, and Katie will terminate. Third kill for Katie Linder, and it is game point here for the Bulldogs at 24-12. And the serve, Reagan Weisdorfer, short one right at Stone. Set and dumped across there by Bauer. Flood's ready for it. They go outside and left-hand attack by Haley Mollering will finish things off here in game number one. So off to an early lead and a couple of long runs allows Pleasanton to get one set closer to their 18th win of the year. 25-12, the Bulldogs, after sweeping Highline 25-18 and 17. We'll look at the numbers, get ready for game two right after this on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geothermal heat and infrared heat for your farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Let's take a look now at the unofficial numbers of the opening game for Elm Creek. Macy McCarter, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Whitney Bauer, an ace serve and an ace block. Abby Bauer, two kills. Ashley Brown, the leading attacker, did not have a kill. She had three service points and an ace block. Three kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves for Elm Creek. For Pleasanton, Paige Weisdorfer, four service points, two were aces. Reagan Weisdorfer, two service points. Haley Mollering off the bench to get two late kills. Belle Pates, nine service points and a kill. Kinsey Linder, three kills. Katie Linder, three ace blocks, three kills. Casey Pierce, five service points, one kill. 10 kills, three ace blocks, one ace serve. Pleasanton takes game one, 25-12. Elm Creek and Pleasanton, game two, when we continue here on Power 99.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here in Eustis. Elm Creek's Macy McCarter serves it away to start the second set. Pleasanton goes outside, and Katie Linder is just a touch deep, so Elm Creek will get the first point here. Just like they did in game number one, they got up 2-0, but it didn't take Pleasanton long to get going after that. Macy McCarter, short serve this time. Good job by Katie Nichols to go get it. Middle attack by Pierce off the block, down and good. Second kill for Casey Pierce. Again, we're here in Eustis bringing you this FKC Triangular. Kearney Towing and Repair on the road bringing you home. If you need to, they've got that vehicle. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Ashley Brown on the outside. Looks like into the tape. That's going to be four hits. Point Pleasanton, 2-1 Dogs with Natalie Siegel serving it away. She had an awesome couple of runs at the service line in the first match tonight against Highline. Here's another great serve that's dug out by Morgan Sitt. Back set to Stone. Blocked. And what happened? Out of bounds. We'll give Stone the kill. It was very close to being touched on the block back by Elm Creek, but they're going to say no, and Whitney Bauer will now serve it away. And Bauer takes it at Linder. Kind of busted her fingers a little bit, but they still get a swing up front by Fisher. She's blocked. Pleasanton again tipped over the double block. Nobody home in the donut hole. They got the double block there, but nobody backed it up. And Katie Linder gets her fourth kill. Casey Pierce now to serve it away. 3-2. Serve got across. One arm save. Free ball. Linder hammers it. There was only one player there, and McCarter was able to keep it alive. Stone rolls it over. Linder again. This time goes with the tip. One arm up. Goes back across the net from Brown. Trouble here. Two Buffaloes are on the floor. They're still going to get a swing out here on the right wing from Abby Bauer. Picked up by the Bulldogs and tipped across. And Pleasanton can't put it away. So here comes Brown, and she drives it into the net. Boy, the hitting percentage is negative right now for the Buffaloes, just having all kinds of troubles trying to put the ball away. Casey Pierce now to serve it away at 4-2. And Pierce will float it across. Back set, middle attack. Brown finally gets her first kill. Everything had been outside, outside, outside. Finally a middle swing, and it pays off as Avery Sint comes back into the ball game. And Sam Knapp comes in to serve it away here for Elm Creek. As we said, the Buffaloes coming in at 10-6 on the season. They play this and then right back with Highline as the serve clips the net. Here's Siegel with the set. Katie Linder on another kill. Her fifth. She's having a match here. Three ace blocks right off the get-go. 5-3 your score. And Linder to serve it away. Tries to go with that very short serve, and it hit the net, didn't get over. The old rainbow didn't find the pot of gold that time, and Brown now back to serve it away for Elm Creek. Again earlier tonight, it was tight about two-thirds of the way through both sets, but Pleasanton pulled away from Highline 25-18, 25-17, and a service error returned right back there for Elm Creek. So the teams exchanged the mistakes. And here comes Paige Weisdorfer back into the ball game. Straight to the service line. 4 points when she was back there in the first set, including an ace. She has all of their ace serves so far this evening. Passed across by McCarter. Free ball to Linder. Here's the set. Set to the outside. Pates, and she'll hammer it down. That was a great set by Natalie Siegel. And Pates with her second kill. 7-4. Pleasanton up by 3. Again, their only loss this year to perennial power, Grand Island Central Catholic, who is the number two team in C2, and here's a service error. Back into the ball game for Elm Creek will be Morgan Sint, and she'll come back to serve the volleyball away. And the serve. Right down the middle to Katie Linder. Set to the outside from off the net. Pierce can't get that one to crawl over, and a point here for Elm Creek. 7-6, and a chance to tie it up here for Morgan Sint. Don't forget, Major League Baseball playoffs currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 AM. The Braves and Cardinals 1-1, with the Braves threatening in the bottom of the sixth. The bases are loaded with one out. Outside attack. Here comes McCarter, and Macy will terminate. And starting to come around a little bit here is Elm Creek. Three in a row to tie this thing up at 7 in the second set. Later tonight, we've got the Seahawks and the Rams Thursday night football. 7:20 kickoff after the baseball on ESPN. Outside attack, Kinsey Linder blocked up front there by Avery Sitt. Pleasanton picks it up, dumped across by Siegel. Saved, and then a missed dump over on the set attempt to Bauer. Bauer tried to two-ball it back over her head, but was flat and put it into the net. Pleasanton 8, Elm Creek 7. Here in set number 2, 25-12 Pleasanton in the opener. And Belle Pates, how about an ace serve? Off the back row to make it 9-7. She's the first player outside of Weisdorfer to get an ace. But Belle had that long run. In fact, had two nice runs out of this rotation in the opening set. It wasn't really back and forth in the opener. It was long runs by Pleasanton. Outside Bauer, rattles it off the top of the tape. Two one-arm saves, gets it back across. Brown gets it up front to Sint. McCarter again, blocked by Kinsey Linder. Ace blocked by the goggled one. 10-7. Pates now with 11 points from the service line in this match, and this will not be number 12 because it's into the net. Side out Elm Creek. 10-8 your score. Pleasanton on top. And back in to serve it away will be the sophomore, Skylar Groenwald. Where's that almost mustard yellow libero jersey? Floats it into the corner to Linder. To Siegel on the outside. Pierce waiting to swing and hits it out of bounds. Just a different way that this match is being played for Pleasanton than the opener. They really had a good hitting percentage in the opener. Neither team here has that going for them. So Grunewald serves it away again, looking for the tie, joust at the net, and a double hit called on the set attempt of Pleasanton. Kinsey Lindner was trying to do something quickly off that joust and gets called for the lift. And it's 10-10. Grunewald again. Simple one down the middle to Weisdorfer. Outside Pierce, and this time she's able to hit the tape in front of the Elm Creek bench. Elm Creek thought it was out of bounds. They are not going to get the call. So give Pates her third kill. Or Pierce, excuse me, that was Pierce, her third kill. And back to serve it away for Pleasanton is going to be Katie Nichols. 11-10 Dogs. Middle attack up front. Bauer blocked by Linder. Right back to Elm Creek. Back set right side. Tipped across by McCarter. Good dig. Pates will set it up, and it's rolled across into the donut hole, and another kill for Casey Pierce. So back-to-back kills for Pierce. 12-10 Bulldogs. Katie Nichols trying to make it 13-10. Over to Grunewald. Flat pass. I don't know if they'll get it across. They do barely. Weisdorfer is there. Siegel, middle attack by Linder, is going to be down and good. Six kills, a match high for Katie Linder. And another 3-0 run here by Pleasanton. And Elm Creek is going to use their first timeout, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Elm Creek is trailing 13-10 in the second set. Pleasanton won the opener 25-12. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball on Power 99.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here in Eustis as Katie Nichols serves it away for Pleasanton. Outside Stone on the attack, but it's into the net. Four in a row now for the Bulldogs, and they're up 14-10 here in the second set over the Buffaloes of Elm Creek. They already won in straight sets over the Highline Bulls, the Elwood Eustis Farnham Co-op, for people that are still like us getting used to that new cooperative. Joust at the net, won by Pleasanton. They'll get it to the right side. Linder takes it over, and then it's tipped back by Bauer. A lot of play at the net here. Back to Pleasanton. Pierce has to punch it across. Dug out by Sint. Morgan gets it to the outside. Mason McCarter hit the net and then kicked out of bounds. 15-10 Pleasanton. Something about that second time through the service rotation that's been way better tonight for the Bulldogs, but Nichols mishits that serve. That is the fourth service error of this game for Pleasanton, and the seventh, or make it the sixth, of the match. And now we'll have McCarter, Macy to serve it away. Down 15-11. Pleasanton high set outside. Linder wide right in front of Elm Creek's bench. No argument by either team there. 15-12. Be interesting to talk to Coach Nordby after the match on our New West postgame show. Pleasanton looks a lot different in this match, and how about an ace serve for Elm Creek? 15-13. Macy McCarter with her second ace of the night. So Elm Creek gets a lead, or Pleasanton gets a lead. Elm Creek creeps closer. They've done that already three times here in this set. McCarter floats it far corner to Nichols. Siegel runs it down. Back row attack by Pates is way deep. So Pleasanton got five in a row. Elm Creek's got four in a row. Coach Nordby has not had to use any of his timeouts tonight. And now they want to make sure that they've got the right volleyball. Actually, it bounced into the tray over there that keeps all the practice volleyballs, and I don't know if it's designated one or not. There's not a lot of room. We've got the sunken gym here at Eustis Farnham, so there's not a lot of room to put put anything besides the players on the court. And I think they've got the right volleyball, but they just wanted to double check. So we're ready to go. Macy McCarter to serve it away again. Three in a row, including an ace. Now a chance to tie it against second-ranked Pleasanton. Moves it over to Katie Linder. Siegel right back to Katie on the near pin. She'll drive it home. Four in the set, seven of the match for Katie, 16-14. Our Platte River Preps Athletes of the Month, Philip Tran, Kearney Tennis, and Whitney Bauer here for Elm Creek. Brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite athlete each month for our Athlete of the Month. 16-14 Pleasanton. Pierce into the net. Nope, they're going to say Elm Creek touched it. Pierce gets to go again. That one definitely into the net. And so a point for Elm Creek. That's really the first time we've heard the crowd roar up here in either match tonight on a close call. And Whitney Bauer now to serve it away, as we just talked about her. She tries to cut it and missed it. Bounces into the Pleasanton bench. 17-15, Pleasanton. They won the opening set 25-12. And Casey Pierce to serve it away. This is a much deeper serve. Backing up is Groenwald to make the play. Over dig, or over set that time, and they have to bump it across by Stone. That'll give Linder a chance to go for the donut hole on the tip, and she gets it. With all these soft passes, you haven't seen as much power, especially on the Pleasanton side here in this match, and Linder has adjusted. Katie's really played well. 8 kills, 3 ace blocks, and Elm Creek is going to use their final timeout. First set went to Pleasanton 25-12. They're up 18-15 in the second. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000-square-foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial-quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more, you can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
Chelsea Fisher is going to get a kill as we come back out of the timeout, make it 19-15, Pleasanton leading Elm Creek. Brown and Linder had a really good attack block exchange up there, and we get another one, Fisher blocking Abby Bauer. Chelsea with her first ace block, and Pleasanton once again starting to put a little distance between themselves and their opponent, 20-15. Casey Pierce continues to serve right at Ashley Brown. Bump set to the outside. Bauer off the tip. It'll be picked up there and set by Natalie Siegel, but into the net on the air for Pleasanton trying to roll it across. So Elm Creek side out. They need to get right back in it here. And Sam Knapp will go back and serve it away. They have not scored out of this rotation so far in the match. Pleasanton 5 points away from getting out of here 2-0 and 18-1. Over dig into the net. How about an ace for Knapp? So Sam Knapp picks up the ace serve. That'll be the fourth of the match for Elm Creek. McCarter has two, Bauer and Knapp one. Knapp tries it again, picked up by Nichols. Good pass that time. Right side, Katie Linder. Off the tip, it's going to be dug out by Knapp. Overset and put away on a free ball. One-timer by Bella Pates, her third kill. Pleasanton 21, Elm Creek 17. And Katie Linder now back to serve it away. Good set by Bauer. Now backpedaling, Brown decides to roll it across, so maybe not as crisp as we thought. Misplayed here by Pleasanton, and it's out of bounds. One of those that hit the ceiling on the pass across, so that makes the ball dead. And back to serve it will be Ashley Brown. She did pick up 3 points in the opening set. Let's see if she can do that here and tie things up for Elm Creek. Floats it across to Pates, overpassed and into the net, and it's an ace. A 4-1 run right now by Elm Creek to cut it to 2. So a little more problems on serve receive here for Pleasanton. Highline only had two ace serves in their match against Pleasanton. Back set here to Fisher. Takes it off the block. The dig made by Bauer. Abby pops it up into the air. It'll be rolled across by Macy McCarter. Katie Linder, back row dig. Set outside Pates. Pates off the back foot. Dug out by Brown. Back set right side. Bauer again. No block at all, but it's picked up by Pleasanton. They ricochet it over. Elm Creek, everybody's out of system, and it's passed back out of bounds by Pleasanton. There was about four different lunges just to try to keep the ball alive. And a 5-1 run now by Elm Creek to cut it to 121-20. Brown serve for the tie. Down the middle to Pierce. Stays in the back row. Has to be rolled across and hit the net. Just got over. Picked up by Sint and punched over by Brown. But blocked at the net. Linder Kinsey with her second ace block. She was keeping track of what was going on there. Realized what Brown was going to do from the 10-foot line. And it's 22-20 Pleasanton. Page Weisdorfer in to serve. And Page down the middle, mishandled. It's an ace. Weisdorfer has four aces tonight, two in each match. Elm Creek has already used both their timeouts, so they need to get it back here. 2 points away from the victory for Pleasanton. Weisdorfer again into the net. So the free point back over to Elm Creek. And rotating in will be the junior Morgan Sint. She'll go back and serve. She got a couple of points the last time she was there. And that's exactly what Coach Brandy McCarter would like to see out of her here. See if Elm Creek can force a third set. At Katie Linder, passes it up to Siegel. Back set, Pates. Pates into the net. Point, Buffaloes. And again, Pleasanton hadn't used a timeout. 23-22, not even to freeze the server, which sometimes you see in this situation. Sent again to try and tie it for Elm Creek. Again in the middle, they cleared out for Linder to Siegel to Kinsey, and it just got over the net, joust at the net, played by Pleasanton. They're going to have to set it over the net. Free ball here for Knapp to the outside. Bauer, she'll get the kill. Whitney with her first kill. 23-23, and we will get a timeout by Pleasanton. So the Buffaloes trying to make the comeback. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
3-0, back to action, a tip across and down by McCarter, and Macy gets another kill on the serve here of Morgan Sint. That is four in a row, and it's set point Elm Creek, 24-23 over Pleasanton. And the serve across, they'll get the set Siegel, they'll go to Pates, she needs one, she cuts it across, picked up there by Knapp, set to the back row, has to be set across, it's off the mark, Pleasanton just barely picked it up, great play by Nichols, free ball here though, outside Bauer, she'll drive it across to Weisdorfer with the save, to Linder, but she's in the back row, can only roll it across, picked up by Brown, outside McCarter, tips it over. Weisdorfer there, set across Siegel. A lot of tipping right now. It's game point. Whitney, Bauer, attack is just deep for the Buffaloes. Looked for zone five as she was right by our up official. There was an opening, but it went too deep, and we're tied at 24. Pleasanton won the opener 25-12. Pates to serve, right at Brown. Here's the set by Sint to Bauer. Off the tip down and good. It's game point number two for Elm Creek. Whitney Bauer trying to get the job done here. And into serve it away, Skylar Groenwald. Game point number two for Elm Creek. Kronwald serve down the middle to Weisdorfer. Siegel has to run after it. Set to the outside. Pearson loads and ties it again. No shyness there from the junior, Casey Pierce. Her fifth kill, fourth of the set. 25-25, and Katie Nichols goes back to serve it away for the Bulldogs. Nichols all the way to the back wall. Down the middle to Groenwald. Set by Sint. Outside Stone. Lofts it across. Opportunity here. Dumped over by the center, Siegel. They're ready, though. Back set. Bauer, right side, off the tip. Played there by Pates. Here's the set back outside. Pierce again. Off the block, down and good. Took something off of it. Instead of going angle, she went down the line. And now it is match point for Pleasanton. They fought off two set points. And for the first time, will serve for the match here with the senior libero, Katie Nichols. 26-25, across it comes to McCarter. Set right back to Macy, but it's overset. Free ball, Pierce missed it. Out of bounds. Overset, gimme, and Casey just tried to hammer it straight down and got underneath the ball. 26-26, and McCarter now back to serve it away for Elm Creek. Both teams have had a chance to win the set. Weisdorfer can't handle it. Great one-arm save, though, by Siegel, and Pleasanton got it back. Set to Brown on the outside. She lofts it across. Weisdorfer to Siegel again. Middle attack by Linder. Nobody's home on the tip. It's down and good. They've been getting a double block up in front of Katie Linder, but coming up behind that, there hasn't been much, and it's match point number two for Pleasanton, 27-26. Siegel to serve. What a play she made to keep that point alive. Right down the middle, Bauer, back set Stone, overset again, punched across, free ball, it's above the net. Pleasanton is just going to set it back to Linder in the middle, rattles it off the block, and Pleasanton wins. Elm Creek had their chances. It was not the most crisp of volleyball in either set, but Pleasanton's going to get out of here with the win, 28-26. They had a much easier time in set number one, 25-12. We will be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lammers Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammers Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammers Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geothermal heat and infrared heat for your farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Welcome back to Eustace Farnham, where we have the Highline Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Try tonight. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Pleasanton now is 18-1 after winning in straight sets tonight, but it seemed to get a little tougher as the night moved along. They're able to beat Elm Creek 25-12, 28-26. Head coach Shane Nordby joins me here in the postgame. And coach, it seemed like game one was a little, or match one tonight against Highline was a little more crisp, but also seemed that Highline maybe just got a few more powerful swings as to what Elm Creek did today. I guess what I'm trying to say is when it's tip-tip, pass-pass, it looks a little sloppy out there, and that's what the second match was. Was that what Elm Creek's M.O. is, or was that just kind of the way things were played here?
I don't know what their M.O. was, but they came out. They played better than they did the first time we played them. We didn't control the ball near as well as what we did the first time, even as well as what we did the first match. And when you do that, you give teams a chance, and who knows what happens after that.
Everybody kind of did something for you tonight, which is always a sign of a really good team. Casey Pierce led you in kills in the first match, and then you didn't have to go to her until late in this second match. She had a lot of her kills over once you got past 20 points here in the second set.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job the first set. I thought she probably led us in kills in that first one. She did a nice job of attacking the ball. We did a better job of setting her the ball in the spots where they can attack it, maybe a little bit better. But yeah, we didn't need her in the second set or in the second match near as much. And when we did, she came through for us. So she's been a spotlight for us here as of late.
Talk about the combination of being able to get a lot of kills, but also, if my number's right, there was only 6 kills by Elm Creek. They did have 3 ace serves, but that then says there's a lot of errors in there that gave them points. Talk about the balance of what you saw tonight of being very aggressive on some of your attacks, but maybe not having as good a hitting percentage in the second match.
Yeah, I don't feel like we hit horribly bad. We may not have had a great hitting percentage. We didn't make a lot of errors on our end, which is nice to see from us. You make the other team work a little bit harder, and they maybe try a little bit more in rallies to win points against you. But I thought our defense played well. I thought our block was probably better than it's been all night or all season long. We touched a lot more balls. We blocked more balls down on their side, and we've been working on that in practice. So I think we did better tonight with that aspect of our game.
We're talking with Pleasant Volleyball Coach Shane Norby. Talk to me about how well Natalie Siegel's been playing for you all year. She seemed to get to everything tonight, and when you had to fight off a couple of set points here, she just put a hand out. She got to volleyballs just to keep the point alive and points which you eventually won.
She's always there for us. She's a very athletic young lady. We expect a lot from her, and she does a lot for us. She serves well. She serves tough. She doesn't make a lot of errors. She puts the ball with the hitters that are on at that point. She makes pretty good choices most of the time, and just so athletic and so fun to watch.
Well, since this is the first time we've got to see you, now we're going to see you probably a whole lot, and hopefully if things keep going, conference, postseason, and I know the kids want to get back to state. Outside of the loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, which is, they're just an amazing program as well, how do you think this team has played through the first two-thirds of the year?
I think we've been up and down a little bit. I wish we started a little better in matches. It takes us a while sometimes to get going. We start down 2 or 3 points to begin with, and hasn't come back to bite us too much here. But it's something we definitely need to get a hold on and turn our focus to. But the season has been good. I knew this group would be very competitive and win quite a few games. We've played up and down, but when we've needed to, we've come through and done what we're supposed to do.
I guess as you say that, I reiterate that 3 of the 4 sets tonight, the opposing team did get out to the early lead, and you had to fight from behind, never, I don't think, by more than a couple of points, but the demeanor of your girls sure doesn't seem to change out there too much.
No, they just play cool and steady. Nothing seems to bother them all that much. They don't get too excited about anything, which I wish they would get a little bit excited. In big games, we have more emotion in games that, aren't tournament games or anything like that. We struggle sometimes to get that emotion going and get that that excitement built on our side of the net.
Well, Shane, we will see you guys over at Amherst for another FKC try next Thursday, so keep them healthy until then, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your coverage.
You bet, Coach. Shane Norby joining us here on the New West Postgame Show. We'll give you the final stats right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Pleasanton Livestock is your source for Pearson headgates, chutes, tubs, and more, as well as feed, scale systems, alleys, and much more. Pleasanton Livestock likes to make it easy for their customers to find what they need with as little stress as possible. So make sure you visit their website at PearsonLivestockEQ.com. That's Pleasanton Livestock Quality Livestock Systems, built by cattlemen for cattlemen. Livestock Systems, built by cattlemen for cattlemen.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The dream of every American farmer is to watch the family farm being passed on from generation to generation. CHS wants to be the company that helps that dream come true. Farmers know CHS Agronomy is who they can trust and count on. When you do business with CHS and Holdridge, you're connecting to agronomic expertise. Your CHS Agronomy department can help you with everything from chemical, fertilizer, seed, and precision ag. People and resources you can count on always and always here at chsholdridge.com. Farmer owned with global connections.
Doug Duda back with you on the New West postgame show. Here's a quick look at the final stats of our second match. Overall for Elm Creek, Macy McCarter had 6 service points, 2 of them aces, 3 kills. Morgan Sint, 5 service points. Whitney Bauer, an ace serve, an ace block, and 2 kills. Skylar Gronewald had 2 service points. Abby Bauer, 2 kills. Ashley Brown was held in check tonight with just 1 kill, 1 ace block. She did have 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Samantha Knapp had an ace serve, and Haley Stone had 1 kill. Just 9 kills, 2 ace blocks, 5 ace serves. Elm Creek is now 10-6, and here in about 12 minutes, they're going to take on Highline. And then after tonight's action for Elm Creek, they've got more volleyball coming up before the conference tournament. They're going to keep busy as they go to South Loop tomorrow night ahead of the football. And then they go to Alma on Tuesday and Gibbon next Thursday. So a lot of duels coming up. For Pleasanton, Paige Weisdorfer, 6 service points, 2 of them aces. Reagan Weisdorfer, 2 service points. Natalie Siegel, 3 service points. Haley Mulring, 2 kills. Bella Pates. Bell had 11 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Kinsey Linder, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. Katie Linder led the way with 3 ace blocks, 10 kills. Katie Nichols, 5 service points. Casey Pierce, 8 service points, 6 kills. And Chelsea Fisher, an ace block and a kill. Pleasanton had 25 kills, 6 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves in a 25-12, 28-26 victory over Elm Creek. They win them both in straight sets. The number 2 team in D1 is now 18-1, and as we said, we will see them next Thursday over at Amherst with a triangular with Axtell. And that's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule an appointment today. We will take a short break and be back with Elm Creek and Highline in our FKC Tri here in Eustis on Power 99.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.